Tom and Alex on Triple J.
I think that's best for both of us.
Good morning. It is about 10 minutes past 8. Tom and Alex are with you. Very excited because yesterday the Groove and the Moo lineup came out on the internet. Triple J was announcing as well with The Doctor, letting you know that Tegan and Sarah, Example, The Temper Trap, Flume, Example, as I've mentioned, The Kooks, Pez, Seth Century and The Amity Affliction. Plenty more are going to be touring around. Plenty of regional parts of Australia, Tom.
Also, another headliner, They Might Be Giants, returning to Australia after a very long time away, and it is our pleasure and honour to speak to a member of that band now. John Flansburgh joins us from New York. Hello, John. Hello, Flans. It's Tom and Alex here from Triple J.
Hey, Tom and Alex. It's John and John from They Might Be Giants.
What do you have to do in New York?
Well, all my friends have left the apartment so I can do this interview with Australian radio, but I'm going to catch up with them and they'll be on round two of the drinks.
Okay.
Nice. Well, you must be all celebrating the fact that you guys are on the Groove and the Moo lineup for 2013. You did announce late last year that you were coming to Australia to do a few shows, and now we get to officially put it out there, everyone. Yes, They Might Be Giants playing Groove and the Moo. You have no idea what it is. Is that right, John? You were saying off
air? I have absolutely no idea what it is. I mean, we've done many different kinds of festivals over the years. You know, we've done bluegrass festivals where everyone's sitting down in lawn chairs. Yeah. We've done jam band festivals where everybody is completely high, and we've done kind of everything in between. So what category does Groove and the Moo fall into?
Well, I reckon we're going to have to teach you a bit about Groove and the Moo here, John. So let's hang on and let's familiarise a few people with your music. Let's play a song that came in at number 13 in Triple J's Hottest 100 of 98, which was the first Triple J CD I got, John, and I think it still resounds up there with one of the best.
It's a damn good one, a damn good one. Anything you need to tell us about the track, Dr. Webb? Or it's sort of, there's so much metaphor and stuff going on there, yeah? Anything needs to be said?
I don't even know what track it is.
Dr. Worm.
Oh, Dr. Worm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's a great track. It's really good at festivals.
Beautiful. Yes! Woo! On Triple J at about 8:15, that is They Might Be Giants and Dr. Worm from 1998, an incredible song from an incredible band that is coming back to Australia this year for Groove and the Moo Festival 2013, just announced yesterday, and we have John Flansburgh from that band on the line from New York at the moment.
And Flansy, you seem a little bit confused and baffled about Groove and the Moo as a festival as a whole. Do you have any questions about it at all?
I guess, you know, for a performing band, you really just want to know how dancey the crowd is, really, because there are a lot of things that you don't get better at the longer you do it. But one thing about doing festivals is you actually figure out how they work. When we first started, I think festivals were very overwhelming to us because your audience is only a percentage of the people in the audience. So if you're used to headlining and just winning over the choir, you know, people are kind of pre-sold on what you're doing. They're really just celebrating what you're doing. When you go to a festival, it's like you're back in the clubs and you kind of have to earn your place with the crowd. But the biggest X factor is how much wild abandon is within the crowd. Are people going to be jumping around, or are people going to be kind of doing the imitation rock critic folded arm like?
No. Well, the great thing about Groove and the Moo, John, is that it hits a lot of regional areas in Australia. We've got Maitland in New South Wales, Canberra, the nation's capital in the ACT, but not our largest city there, Bendigo in Victoria, Townsville in northern Queensland, and Bunbury in WA. And if there's one thing I can say about regional folk, they're up for it.
Right, okay. You just rattled off a whole bunch of places that we've never even, you know, we've toured Australia before, and I don't know if we've ever played any of those.
Yeah, that's what's cool at a festival. Like, these people might not necessarily get to see a whole bunch of live music, particularly from international headliners, particularly from people who have, you know, released 16 records and won Grammys and written the theme song for The Daily Show, like yourselves.
And are from USA.
Indeed. Close parentheses, yeah. They may not have seen a band before that has been a clue on Jeopardy. We were very excited to find out about this. Congratulations.
Oh, I know. That blew my mind.
If you haven't seen this footage or heard this, so here's a bit of audio from the US quiz show Jeopardy.
The nominative plural of he and she. In the pop music world, it precedes Might Be Giants. Susie.
What is they?
That's it.
She was in there straight away, John. That must have felt amazing to watch that.
I know. Yeah, just the word nominative makes the eyes roll into the back of my head. So that whole show is based on this almost this kind of backwards talking premise that is hard to track. You know, I'm looking at the Groove and the Moo 2013 fact sheet.
Right.
And it's telling me that punters can enjoy music from a variety of genres.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I know about punters is that they tend not to like a variety of genres.
How do you know this?
I love that.
Well, just because, you know, punters have opinions, you know? They like what they like.
Sure.
And,
well, the good
they're
thing...
not there for the variety pack, you know? And, oh, wait, and it says here it's a laid-back and cue-free environment.
Oh, that is good. But the good thing is they might be giants.
Cue-free environment.
They might be giants. Span so many different genres. Mm. You've written some children's albums before as well. There, John, will you be bringing out any of those songs at Groove in the Moo?
Well, there's some adult songs we do that actually work pretty well for kids. And when you get into the deep kid stuff, it tends to be too kid-centric. I mean, a song like Dr. Worm actually is probably a good example of something that works perfectly well for kids. And there's even a kid song that we did called Clap Your Hands that I don't know the rules of Australian radio, so I don't... can you say the word ass on the radio?
You certainly can.
Well, I mean, so clap your hands in an adult context could easily be called, like, you know, get up off your ass.
Right, sure,
It's a very kind of James Brown sort of meters, screamy song in concert.
Yeah.
And it's just a movement song for kids. So it tends to work for both crowds perfectly well.
In a
laid-back and cue-free environment.
Okay, these guys are playing the festival as well, Groove in the Moo. This is Tegan and Sarah. We'll be back with John after this. Triple J.
Yes, just announced yesterday is joining the Groove in the Moo lineup for 2013 alongside Example, The Kooks, Temper Trap, Tame Impala, Flume, Regurgitator, Midnight Juggernauts. That is Tegan and Sarah and their track The Con on Triple J this morning at 21 minutes past 8.
Those ladies chatting to the doctor after 3 o'clock today on your radio, if you want to check it out. The whole festival happens towards the end of April. They might be giants playing as well, and we're lucky enough to have John Flansburg from TMBG on the line at the moment from New York. Are you familiar with Tegan and Sarah, John? Are you friends with those guys?
I actually produced a track that Sarah sang on for this fellow Jonathan Colton, who's an American artist, a really stellar new guy on the horizon. And she sang the lead vocal on one of his songs on his last album. And so it was really a pleasure working with her. She's a real pro.
Oh, fantastic. And Patrick Dillett, your producer for the new album, Nanobots, has also worked with those guys.
Yeah, he was the connection, because I was looking to find a really good female vocalist that had a kind of a lighter sound, and he suggested her. And I was really unaware of their stuff before. They've got a lot going on.
Actually, on that new record you mentioned, your 16th record from They Might Be Giants coming out this year, John, you've released a bit of a non-spoiler of the record. Can you explain exactly what this is? I mean, it's awful. What exactly is that there?
I can't believe you're playing that. It's actually the first 7 seconds of every track on the album being played at the same time. There are actually 25 tracks on the album.
Right.
So it's a polyphonic spree there, my friend.
Are you going to perform this live? Maybe open with that or something? Or what's the plan?
I feel like the sound man might test the PA with that. But no, we are going to play some of the songs, but we're going to play them individually and with a beautiful harmonic interest.
Well, individual songs. There you go. There's an exclusive there for They Might Be Giants.
Well,
you've grown weary of songs playing two songs at the same time.
None of that from you guys. No,
you're going to be playing them alongside some great acts at the Groove in the Moo Festival. Let's hit you with the lineup now. As we've mentioned, Example, Tegan and Sarah, The Bronx, The Kooks, Flume, They Might Be Giants, The Temper Trap will be playing, as will Midnight Juggernauts and Tame Impala.
Regurgitator, Frightened Rabbit from the UK are coming out. Matt and Kim from the US, Earthboy, The Amity Affliction, Alpine, Shock One, Yacht.
Regurgitator.
Regurgitator, yeah. Are you a fan?
I'm a fan of their name.
The Gurge. They got some good songs. A song named Exclamation Mark with the parentheses, actually.
Yeah.
Song formerly known as Close Parentheses,
really?
Which you're a fan of.
I think you and Regurgitator will get along very well, Flansy. I actually think that
Excellent.
There's a similar sensibility between Giants and those guys. So you should check them out when you're playing the festival.
Last Dinosaurs are joining the lineup too. Pez, Seth Century, Hungry Kids of Hungary, DZ Death Rays are doing a DJ set at Groove in the Moo. Tucker is hanging out with Alice Squire there. DJ Woody's Big Fat 90s Mixtape, which I cannot wait to shake my posterior to. Alice in Wonderland, Yolanda Be Cool also doing a DJ set. And as always, a Triple J Unearthed artist will be joining the lineup in your state.
Hey,
and that's it.
There you go. Yeah. Heads all over the place. Maitland, Canberra, Bendigo, Townsville and Bunbury over the end of April and start of May 2013. That's when you can see these guys doing their thing live. So exciting. You haven't been in Australia since 2001. Is that right, John?
I think that's exactly right. It was funny because that tour was extremely successful. I mean, the one thing that it seemed obvious was that we were going to be coming back very soon. But, you know, I don't know.
Life happened.
It didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, you've released, as you said, 15 records. The 16th is what we're going to get in 2013. Nanobots is going to be coming out. And anything else that people expect live on stage from They Might Be Giants, apart from the fact that you won't be playing all your songs at the same time? I mean, there's so many opportunities for you guys to dress up or have things on stage. What's a They Might Be Giants live show like?
It's pretty much a straight-ahead show in a lot of ways, but it's a pretty high-energy affair. I mean, I hope that it's... I hope they've got a powerful sound system. That's what I'm hoping for.
Awesome.
Well, you have to check it out at Groove and the Movers. Heads around the country. John Flansburgh, Flansy, thanks so much for having a chat to Triple J. You better go out
Alex,
and join the round.
Thank you. Thank you so much, you guys.